You're listening to SBS News.
Lia Cathcart is fighting to have his colleagues in Afghanistan resettled in Australia. He says in one of the most dangerous places on earth, life is even more precarious if you've worked as an interpreter for coalition forces.
Taliban are after them, and there are regular spies and intelligence that they are looking for them, and they are trying their best to just have a shelter or hide somewhere.
For 5 years, Mr. Khan put his life on the line to serve alongside Australian troops in Afghanistan. He's now safe in Australia, having been granted a visa under a special humanitarian program. Since 2012, more than 900 Afghans employed as part of Australia's mission in Afghanistan, along with their families, have been resettled. But he says at least 10 of his colleagues were left behind.
Some of the interpreters that I was there, some of my best friends have been killed by Taliban.
Mr. Khan has been working with retired Army Captain Jason Skanes to ensure that others don't suffer the same fate. Captain Skanes' own interpreter had his visa denied because he failed the character test, probably, he says, because of the language barrier.
My interpreter was asked had he committed any offences against coalition forces, and his response was, "No, not yet." And when they asked him to clarify that response, he said, "No, I don't do that. I work for coalition forces."
The interpreter, known by the pseudonym Hassan, has lodged a case against the Department of Home Affairs, hoping to appeal the decision. His case was heard at the Federal Court in Sydney this morning. Hassan's legal team believe one of the reasons he failed the character test was based on the assumption that he had links with the Taliban. They told the court today their client resists any notion he supports or has an association with the insurgency, and his work with Australian troops demonstrates his loyalty. Christian Hearn, a lawyer for Hassan, says references from senior army officials were provided as part of the visa application, but argues they were not given enough weight in the decision.
Certainly the references that were before the minister spoke very, very highly of the applicant, and they were people who... The people who are providing those references were people who are on the ground working very closely with them. So there's certainly things which we say should have been given very significant weight.
Retired Captain Jason Skanes, who travelled to Sydney today from Brisbane for the proceedings, was among those who provided a reference. He says the interpreters are subject to meticulous screenings before and during their work with the Australian Defence Force.
Before the interpreters work with our forces overseas, they do go through rigorous background checks. They also undergo continuous checks whilst they're employed.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs said it does not comment on individual cases, but said all visa applications undergo legislated health, character and national security checks before they are granted. The judge said she will hand down the decision in due course. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.